Parshas Tetzava is the only parsha in the Torah since Moshe is introduced in Parshas Shemos that does not contain his name at all. All the other parshas in the Torah include some sort of reference to our nation's leader, either a description of his actions or a quote of his interactions with the Kadosh Baruch Hu or with Bnei Israel. Our parsha this week, Parshas Tetzava, is the only exception. Although Moshe is part of many of the events that are happening in this parsha, his name is not mentioned. And it's a very famous question, and it's bolet, it sticks out. Why is this the case? We know that all the details in the Torah are by design. Nothing is left to chance. And therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not in this parsha, there must be a reason for it. So why is Moshe's name specifically omitted from Parshas Tetzava? So one of the answers that's given is that by Chet HaEgel, when Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to get forgiveness for the Yidden, for the terrible sin that they did, he says, if you don't forgive them, because at one point Hashem said, you know what, I'll get rid of this nation and I'll build a new one from you. You'll be the father of the new nation. Moshe responded to Hashem and he says, if you don't forgive them, Mecheni na misifrecha asher kathafta. Wipe me out from your sefer that you wrote. Just take me out of the sefer, meaning I'm not interested in you starting a new nation by me. You have to keep Klal Yisrael around. And if Klal Yisrael's not there, get rid of me too. And Hashem did end up forgiving Klal Yisrael, but we know that the word of a tzaddik is extremely impactful and powerful. And therefore, even though it was al tnai, there was a condition here, which was, if you don't forgive them, then erase me. Once he said anything about erasing me, there had to be an effect. And the effect is that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be erased from the whole Torah, because the Tanai didn't happen, but he will be erased from one Parsha. And this is the Parsha. But it still has a question. Why Dafka this Parsha? Why Parshas Tetzava of all the Parshias? And for this, there are many reasons given. The Rosh and the Baal HaTurim says that this is the last one written before the Egel happens, meaning the Chet HaEgel is happening next week in Parshas Kisisa. And that's when Moshe says to Hashem, erase me from my book, from your book. And Hashem didn't want to erase Moshe from the book, from the Sefer, but it had to happen. So Hashem waited to the last possible minute. And this is the last Parsha before Kisisa is going to come again. And therefore, that's why it's this week's Parsha, that his name is not there. Rabbi Yosef Chaim says that it's because it's the 20th parsha of the Torah, and he said, "Mechenina misifrecha," which we can read as "misefer kaf." Erase me from the 20th sefer, the 20th parsha, which is this week's parsha. But there's another novel and beautiful explanation which I heard. If we look at the content of Parshas Tetzava, we'll see that it mainly discusses the Bigdei Kohuna, the clothing that the Kohen Gadol, wore. As such, whose parsha is this? This parsha is a focus on Aaron HaKohen. This is his parsha, and it introduces the role that Aaron and his children and all of his descendants are going to come. And therefore, this is the parsha that Moshe steps out of view, Ki'ilu, to give his brother Aaron the center stage, and he allowed him to be in the spotlight. Moshe's actions here are particularly moving and inspiring if we relate to a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who said that originally Moshe Rabbeinu was meant to be the Kohen Gadol. There wasn't going to be a division of a Kohen Gadol, Aaron and his descendants, and Moshe Rabbeinu the Manhig. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe down to Mitzrayim, back to Mitzrayim, the original thought was that he was going to be everything, the leader and the Kohen Gadol. And when Moshe continued to refuse to accept the leadership, one of the things that happened was Hashem withdrew the honor of being the Kohen Gadol from Moshe Rabbeinu, and he gave it to Aaron, which means that when the time is going to come for Aaron to put on those Bigdei Kohuna, for this parsha to be said that Aaron is going to get to be the one to wear the Bigdei Kohuna, we can imagine that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to feel something, meaning this could have been me, an opportunity lost. We're not going to say jealousy, but just a something he probably felt. And yet we see none of that. Instead, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki'ilu, again, this is symbolic, right? Moshe didn't move aside, but from seeing that his name is not in Parshas Tetzaveh, we learn that what he did was he moved aside. And he said, this Parsha is not about me. This is Aaron's moment, and I'm not going to be here at all. It's interesting because there's another Medrash which makes it seem as if there was some sort of pang of Moshe Rabbeinu's part. The Medrash says, Va'ata ha-krev elecha. When Hashem tells Moshe, now again, we don't have Moshe's name, it just says Va'ata and you, bring to you, the Medrash quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Lule soyrascha sha'ashuai az avadati ba'ani. If not for your Torah, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would have been lost a long time ago. When Hashem said to Moshe, you should bring close to you Aaron in order to command him about the big day kahuna, hey Rali, it was hard for him. He struggled with it. And Hashem says to him, don't be sad that you don't have the kahuna gedolah, because Torah haysali, I have the Torah, and I gave it to you. For without it, and he turns the pasuk and says, "She ululehi, without the Torah, I would have destroyed my world. My whole world would be gone. And so the Torah, which is crucial, I gave to you." Rav Gansfried explains that I gave the kahuna to him, and I needed to give the kahuna to Aaron, because kahuna is something that transfers only in hereditary way, meaning the only way a person could be a kohen is if his father is a kohen. And his children were ra'oi to be kohanim, and your children were not, and I couldn't give it to you for that reason. I needed to give it to him. However, I gave you something that is more important than the Keser Kahuna, and that's the Keser Torah. And because the Torah is the reason for the world's existence, it could not be something that goes through hereditary power, meaning the Torah is a Yerusha for everybody. It's a Matana for everybody. It doesn't go father to son. Anyone is able to pick up the Keser Torah. And Dafka, that's why I had to give you the Keser Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, and you had to be the one to transmit it, and you had to have children who were not ra'oi to be Kohanim, so that people could look at your children and look at you and understand that the Keser of Torah does not go father to son. It can, and sometimes it does, and often we see that it does, and we can try and understand nature and nurture here. If somebody's being brought up in a house of Torah where the father is a Talmud Chacham, then besides perhaps having the nature to be it, he's observing it and he sees it. Whatever the case is, we do definitely see families of Torah, but we also see families where out of nowhere a huge Talmud Chacham arises, a Gadol Hador becomes. And it's crucial that the people understand that Torah is not a Yerusha. Because if they see that it's a Yerusha, if they see it's an inheritance, then a person whose father is not a Rosh Yeshiva will give up before he starts. He says, there's no hope for me. Just like a person can't work hard or try harder to become a Kohen, it's not even a she'ifa, it's not even something that has any ambition for. So too would be the same thing with Torah. If Torah would come be Yerusha, then a person would say, if my father's not a Talmud Chacham, there's no point in me trying. And therefore, it was crucial that it come as a matana, or in other words, as we say every morning, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, my Rasha, it's a Yerusha to whom? To Kehilas Yaakov, to the entire Jewish nation. And this is a privilege for us. It's also a responsibility, meaning nobody's going to come and say to me, well, why didn't you build a family of kahuna? Because I could just say, that's because kahuna comes as an inheritance. But people can come and say, why didn't you build a family of Torah? Because Torah is a Yerusha for all of us, and we all have the ability to pick it up. The Medrash concludes with an interesting mashal. It's a mashal for a chacham who had a wife for 10 years and was not able to have children. And he said to her, find for me a wife. Find me another wife. And he said to his wife, who he loved very much, he said, I could do this on my own. I could find another wife myself, but I want your involvement. I want you to be involved in this because you have a part in this. And so too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to Moshe and he says to Moshe, Va'ata, hakrev elecha, I want you, Moshe, to go and bring close Aaron to dress him in big dikun. I'm sending you this message. I want you to be the one to command him, because I want you to have a part in this, and you play an important role. You play an important role in everything, with your name here, with your name not here. Of course it's all about Moshe, but in this case, and at this time, and for this reason, I need Aaron to become the Kohen Gadol, and you're the one that's going to prepare him for it, and you're the one that's going to call him, and you're the one that's going to get him ready for this big job.